Hey sluts, I'm Aubrey, an Aquarius sun, Scorpio moon, Taurus rising.
And I'm Danny, a Sag sun, Leo moon, Libra rising. And we're your Astro Sluts.
Thanks for coming back to listen to a new episode. And if it's your first time,
welcome.
We're happy to have you.
Thank you for being here. Today we are going to just be doing a silly, fun, light episode, some throwback energy. We're going to be talking about the signs in school.
Hilarious, cute, adorable.
Right? We love school. Mm-hmm. If you do not follow us on the social medias, please go to Astro Sluts with three S's on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Pinterest, and give us a little follow. And if you'd like to stay up to date on all the latest, you can text us, ask us anything you need, get new alerts when there's episodes. You can join our text list. You can text Astro, A-S-T-R-O, to 833-676-2680.
Thanks for calling Astro Sluts. Leave your birth time.
If you want to know how to get that guy, text their mom. We're going to need that time. We'll be your latest crush. Call us Astro Sluts.
Any updates of life for us?
Nothing crazy. I had like a bad beginning of the week. Mm-hmm. Bad health results. It's okay. It happens. I'll be fine. Obviously just like really stressful and I just, whatever. It's just not worth being upset about things you can't control. So we'll figure it out and I'll be fine. Probably. So yeah, I'm just trying to be positive and just whatever, you know, things happen and life just happens and whatever.
Sure
it
does.
Just happens and you have to just, you know, keep positive. What about you?
I also had a weird health week.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to look into
I
that
know.
And what happens. But we were both suddenly like, oh my God, are we seriously ill?
Unwell.
But I think we're both going to be fine.
Yeah.
I've just been feeling super anxious recently.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping I'm on the come down.
Yeah, totally.
Of the past week, we have our, you know, little CBD mocktails. So,
yeah.
We should be all set.
Yeah.
The cure for everything. A little mocktail.
Literally.
Up next, we have a little segment called Talk Astro to Me. We like to start out the episode with, you know, just a little icebreaker question. And we like to theme them with the signs and what they, like, rule their themes that surround them to, you know, get to know the signs a little bit better.
I will kick us off with a Virgo question. So, Aubrey, what is one tip that you can give to aspiring squirrel bosses?
Oh, my goodness. It's kind of a two-part. Mm-hmm. Be confident and be delusional.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Your ideas are great. You have all of the skills that you need mm-hmm. to succeed. Own it.
Yeah.
And be delusional. Shoot for the stars, if you will.
Yeah.
If shoot
you fall,
for the moon.
You'll land yeah. upon the stars.
Exactly. Like, no one was, like, a crazy success by, like, being rational about what they thought they could achieve.
Yeah, absolutely. And no one actually knows better than you, probably,
no
to be
one
honest.
Knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Fake it till you make it is like literally what everyone's doing. So if you think,
yeah.
wow, they've got it all figured out, they don't.
Yeah, they're just good at acting like they do.
Mm-hmm. So you should too.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a Libra question this week. Danny.
Yes.
What aesthetic is like your alter ego?
Oh.
Like if you could like for a day.
Okay.
Transform into a different aesthetic that's not yours.
Oh, okay. Let me think. I would say like pop punk princess Avril Lavigne
Absolutely.
Situation. I feel like I get my little tidbits in. Like I'll have like a chunky highlight. I'll mm-hmm. have a pink hair. But it's not like a through line commitment to mm-hmm. a look. It's like just we take little nods. So I think if I were going to go a different direction, it would be like that.
Mm-hmm. I could also see like a cosplay, like Hello Kitty.
Totally.
Anime girl
a Hello
for
Kitty
you.
Girl. Yeah. yeah, for sure. No, that's also aligned. I'm like imagining myself in, I'll have to find a photo of it.
Yes, I know exactly what you're going to say.
My punk Halloween yes. costume from first grade. Yeah. My dad's like really into like punk music. So when I was younger, I like really also was, because I just like thought my dad was really cool. And I mean, he is. But I was a punk rocker in first grade for Halloween. And it's just funny because there's like the Halloween parade like at school yeah. and everyone's like a cat and a witch. And I'm like have like Libby Lou like hair. I've got like a purple guitar on me. Like, yeah, glitter sunglasses. It's honestly a look.
No, it's
so cute.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time for the morning announcements. Oh, this week I also was like, how just like disturbing and funny if we like started, like got up and said the pledge or something.
Wait, should we just take a moment to talk about how fucking weird that is that we had to say the pledge?
I've been thinking about it like a lot lately.
Mm-hmm. Like, we don't have to do that at work. Up. What if we had to do that at work?
Oh my God. I feel like probably people do.
Yeah, they probably do. If you work at like the post office. The gun company or something.
The standing and facing the flag with your hand on your heart. It's a little bit weird.
Super weird.
But that's for a different day.
Yeah.
That's for our cult podcast, yeah. The Cult of America. Okay. So the morning announcements is a weekly segment where we give you an update on the sky. So any upcoming like season changes, transits, where the moon is at, who's in retrograde, anything we need to know, we got you. Mm-hmm.
Today, we're going to talk about just like transits more generally.
Yeah. So we typically focus on like larger, like the sun is now in Pisces, bigger kind of seasonal things. And we want to be able to tell you about like some of the smaller things in the sky that are happening that will still affect some day-to-day life situations. So we're going to get a little bit into transits today, and so we can just all be more educated moving forward.
Our full-length episode last week, we covered aspects, so we thought this would be a nice little segue. Now yes. that we know all about the aspects, this is like the next more complicated version of the transits.
Yes. So we know if we like are thinking about just like our birth chart, that is obviously like a still snapshot of one moment in time. But obviously, we live in an alive, moving, thriving universe where, like, the planets in reality are always moving. So just because, like, on the time and day and place you were born, something was, like, at a place and time, of course, that doesn't mean that it never changes and moves. And then with those planets moving, they will interact with, like, your birth chart, another planet, all those things to create those different aspects, those like angles in the sky that form those different relationships. Those are like changing constantly.
So there's the transiting planets make aspects to each other. And those are things that like everyone feels. Mm-hmm. So if like Pluto the moon conjuncts Pluto, mm-hmm. everyone's gonna like feel that happening on that day,
right?
But a transiting planet could also aspect something in your still birth chart, and that's something that's gonna just be affecting you.
So obviously we have many different planets. My very excellent mother just sent us 9 pizzas. I will pull that out every episode
as
now. So we have our inner planets and then we have our outer planets. And these are just going to act a little bit differently as we go through the transits. So just like a bigger way of breaking them up. Our inner planets are like our sun, moon, Mercury, Mars, and Venus. These are going to move more quickly. So these are going to like affect day-to-day situation, the mood, the vibe, your daily habits, things that like happen all the time, whereas our outer planets are much more slower moving. So they have like bigger kind of long-term impacts. So Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, Pluto are going to affect like overall larger themes, as opposed to like Mercury like zipping around and changing, you know, how you communicate with someone in a couple weeks.
So an aspect, as we learned last week, is like when two or more planets are in relationship to each other. To interpret a transit, you are joined here with us every week. You know lots about astrology. Mm-hmm. So what you do is take our knowledge of what the planets represent, what they rule, put them in an equation of whatever aspect you're in. So let's say there's a square. Mm-hmm. We know that a square is causing friction between two planets. Let's say there's like a Uranus-Mars square going on. Mars, we know, rules anger, rules mm-hmm. action, like energies. And Uranus is a planet that's like super rebellious, is unexpected, causes like instability or like disruptions, like things you like can't really expect. So you could expect in like a Mars Uranus square that you could like have unexpected like bursts of anger, like people right. like lashing out on each other. Mm-hmm. The next like layer that you could add to that is that applying that transit that could be happening to everyone, you could also apply it to your birth chart by like using the houses. So if like one planet is like, let's stay with the square, I guess. If it's in like your first and fourth house, that square is going to have something to do with like who you are and like how you feel about your home environment. Mm-hmm. Fourth and first house themes.
Yeah.
So it's about integrating all the things yes. that we know.
Exactly. It's very like plug in for variables vibes. Like planets always going to keep their same themes and energies. The aspects, those kind of same relationships, whether you're looking at it for compatibility, your birth chart, in a transit, they're always going to kind of bring up those same kind of relationships. So it's literally just about like remembering all our little terms and who are all the players. Mm-hmm. How do they know each other? How do they fit in? And then just like mashing it together to see what's the current vibe.
Mm-hmm. So you can look forward to in the future, we will cover more transits like with aspects mm-hmm. in our morning announcement segment. There are just a lot of changes in general coming in March. So I would say just like enjoy this last week of peace, because transformation is a coming, folks. I feel like there could just be a bell at the beginning of every
No,
one
there
of these
should be.
Because
I'm going to be like, time for school.
Ding.
Bring.
I feel like my school bells were like so horrid though. They're like,
yeah.
Anyway, that's the study hall bell. We are at our main segment of the pod of the pod of our episode today, and we are talking about the signs in school.
We're going to go through all the signs. We're going to talk their favorite subjects, what kind of character, you know, they mm-hmm. play in your homeroom class. And we're just going to have fun.
We are. Let's start having fun with Aries.
Amazing.
Aries' favorite subject, definitely going to be gym class.
Oh, yeah.
They were that kid that, like, always had so much energy and like really gave like dodgeball their all every
time.
Oh,
for sure.
And like I have no Aries in my chart. And I am, that's a lie, by Saturn, but besides the point, no major.
Yeah.
Personal planets. I would always like look at those kids and be like, why do you care about
No.
I'm like, it's really not that serious.
No, I know. And I think like I could say so many things about gym class, but what I will bring up first is I think this was only our school. I'm not sure if this was a universal thing. Like when we were in middle school, we had competitive and non-competitive gym because there were the fucking kids who were so fucking crazy. So they did their class and then like we did parachutes and like scooters. It was so fun. I like honestly really loved it. But we had this gym teacher. If anyone went to my elementary school, like, yeah, you already know. Well, we had two. One was Miss Savage, which I think we should keep her name in this. Like, do not zip out her name because it was a gym teacher named Miss Savage.
I had forgotten about that.
Cuckoo bananas. And mind you, like, we grew up, like, busting our asses in a ballet studio 7 days a week. And this woman had the audacity to call me lazy.
Yeah.
My mom called the school. She was so mad. But this gym teacher was so intense. And then we had another one, Miss Kurtz. And we would play like field, like hockey or like pillow polo ball. I don't know if we made that up, but it was kind of like a hockey thing with just like not hockey sticks. She would encourage you to throw your sticks at people. We were children.
Well, that seems inappropriate.
It was super inappropriate. And like someone could have gotten hurt. Like someone could have got a huge fucking face bruise. Yeah. Like she would literally encourage you to throw shit at each other. Like, so high stakes. I hated it. And as soon as I could go to my like non-competitive gym class, we would ride bikes. We would scoot around on scooters. We would do parachute time. It was so fun. But yeah. Oh my God. The competitive gym class, the pacer. I'm seeing the Aries on like 112 of the pacer.
Absolutely.
Red as hell. Like, yeah.
And everyone's sitting there being like, we could be done with class.
Literally. And they're still running back and forth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But overall, I feel like Aries was that kid that like teachers either loved or hated.
Totally.
Like they would probably fucking like talk back to some teachers and like some teachers would be like, they are like a menace.
Right.
And then like, but then would be besties with the gym teacher or like the like debate teacher.
Right.
I don't know if Aries is like a lit teacher person. There are lit teacher people. Maybe it just depends on the teacher.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's more of like, they're more like the history teacher person.
Yeah.
Like more obscure where they would like stay after school and like hang out.
Yeah, totally. Funny.
Yeah. Couldn't be me.
No, I know. up next we have Taurus. Taurus is giving me like either favorite subject like history or art class.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking like elementary school. Like if we went deeper, you could just say art history. But I'm thinking like I was, you know, more youngin' vibes.
Yeah.
But I feel like Taurus would like really appreciate like all the different like stories in history and like all the different eras, essentially, like just all the different pieces. And then, of course, just appreciates beauty and art and lovely things. So would probably have a lovely time making art pieces. I feel like obviously they are also going to be like really like queen of the lunchroom, queen or king of the lunchroom, big nap time person as a child. Also like the recess lounger. I always feel like there's always someone like laying on the slide and you're like, I'm trying to slide down the slide and someone's like posted up there, you know. But yeah, I feel like a really like sweet, kind of creative, probably more on the quiet side, just like did their thing. We're like really smart, but like low key about it.
Mm-hmm. Gemini, favorite subject. I'm going to go lunch.
Mm-hmm. Talking.
Yeah. big like chatty Kathy energies. Definitely that person that was just like always getting in trouble and like the teacher wouldn't let them
class
sit next
clown
to class clown. Like their teacher would like try to separate them from people like they would talk too much to, but they could like literally talk to anyone. They're the person like doing laps around the lunchroom, like stopping at every table trying to like trade snacks with people like to get the trade up to like the best lunch ever. Big silly social see
for
school
sure.
as just like a social
no
assignment.
Up next we have Cancer. Definitely this is the English teacher kid for me.
Yeah.
They loved literature, language arts, English, big teacher's pet energy, not in like a call out answers kind of way, just but like in a stay after class or like stay in during lunch to like
would like babysit the teacher's kids on the weekend,
right? Like literally like feeding the pet to the class pet. I feel like they also wore like Cookie Monster pajama pants often to school, like they were in their pajamas. And they definitely went to the nurse once or twice a week. Right?
Absolutely.
I think so. I think they were laying in the nurse's office quite often.
That's hilarious. For Leo, favorite subject is going to be like choir drama. If you had that. I never really had drama.
Oh my God, really?
I don't think so.
We had it every year.
I don't think we ever did.
We learned to mime.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh yeah, I love drama class.
We always had like a music class, but never the theater. But Leo is gonna want those solos. It's their time to shine, be the star.
They are whacking the boom whackers, if you will.
They sure are.
Virgo, their favorite subject, all of them.
Absolutely.
I'm like, grades. All A's. Yeah. They're doing extra credit. They're asking for extra credit. Mm-hmm. They're the one that has like a 95 in the class. Is there any extra credit I could do? Like,
the teacher's like, you don't need it.
Yeah, like you actually don't need 5 more points. I feel like they're also the person that like lets their friends just copy off their homework, like not like gatekeepy about their smartness or like organization. Could also be another like library kid or like another like stay in to help the teacher organize instead of like going to play at recess.
Okay, for Libra, I like my first instinct was like, I was like, I don't know, like math. They're like balancing out the equations, but I'm almost like study hall. They get to like, they get some gossip. They get to like help other people with like what they need help with.
Yeah,
you get a little like time to just like socialization. Think and doodle. Yeah,
Scorpio, I feel like they were like latching onto any kind of foreign exchange student, a foreign exchange program. They're trying to be a part of it. They want to be like either the most mysterious, new, like interesting person at school, or they want to like befriend the foreign exchange student. They also absolutely had a large collection of Series on Unfortunate Events books in their desk and locker. I was recently reminded of those books on TikTok. I fucking loved those books.
Yeah, great books.
Loved those books. But yeah, they had all of them. And they were definitely like, I feel like the quiet kid that like everyone had a crush on. Just like the one like kind of just like corner of the room low key person that everyone was like,
yes,
I'm going to write them a Valentine.
And they got them and they were like, what are these?
Yeah.
For Sagittarius, I do think like the obvious answer is like a philosophy class and it's a little old.
We had it in seventh grade, if that makes you feel better.
Okay.
I took, a philosophy class in seventh grade.
That's wild.
It was sick. I fucking loved it.
So either we'll see exactly. Yeah. You get to learn about like how people's minds work, et cetera. It's very ninth house Sagittarius. I can also see like foreign language classes for Sagittarius. Yeah. You get to like prep for your worldly travels and whatnot.
Yeah. I'm a 7 years of French class, bitch.
Absolutely.
Oui. That's all I can offer you at this time. Capricorn. Math, but not geometry.
Yeah.
No shapes. More like cut and dry math. Also, I feel like any like life skills assembly, they were like listening to. You know what I mean? Like where we were like
home,
why
home
like
back.
Right. Any like life skills or like when just like weird people would come in and like talk to you, they were like, okay, like I'm taking notes. I'm taking this seriously.
Yeah, and everyone else is like, why the fuck do we have to be here?
Literally.
Like, I would literally rather be in math class than right. listen to the speaker talk right now.
And they're, like, taking notes. I don't know if, like, this is a universal experience, but, like, I feel like there's always that one kid that wears, like, a suit to school.
Totally.
And they're them. And also just, like, another quietly smart, like, probably could be a little, like, show-offy every once in a while, but just, like, do their work. Like, not a huge hand raiser, but more of, like, I don't know. I kind of used to be this way in school, which is, like, super annoying. Like, if seven people would get the thing wrong, I would just say it out loud. And I knew the whole time, but I just, like, hated raising my hand.
I also hated raising my hand.
Oh, my God. So embarrassing. And, like, when I would, like, and I were in a lot of classes together, and I would always just, like, tell him the answer. Because yeah. I'm, like, I would be, like, raise your hand and say it so, like, we don't have to sit through everyone saying the wrong answer. Yeah. But yeah, like, I feel like they're not a hand raiser. They're just the one that's going to be like, obviously 48, you know, after like yeah. eight people just like struggled or like weren't paying attention or whatever. Yeah. And they just like know it.
Hilarious.
Not impressed.
Mm-mm. I think also Capricorn could be like that person that like already read the chapter.
Oh, totally.
Like they already knew the subject. So then they're like working on homework for another class during the lecture yeah. and the teacher is like, are you kidding me, like pay attention there, and they like aren't paying attention because they already know
yeah
it.
Or they're like, I read this book when I was in first grade. And you're like, okay, well it's in the fourth grade curriculum, but it's like
for Aquarius, for me as an Aquarius in school, I was definitely like, I mean, I do have a lot of Capricorn in me as well.
Yeah.
So a little mesh, but I was definitely the like sitting in the back corner
yeah.
person, but I not because I like wasn't paying attention or like wasn't uh-huh. like doing well in the class. Like I just didn't want to like
didn't need to feel the need to be anywhere else. Yeah. yeah.
I think favorite subject, I almost want to say science. I didn't mm-hmm. always love my science classes, but I do think the concept of like,
yeah,
of the like math plus art, mm-hmm. like the explainable plus the unexplainable is like science, yeah. which feels very Aquarian.
Totally.
And like
structure future, plus not, yeah. basically. Yeah. yeah.
Very future oriented.
Yeah.
I do also want to say, like, I think like a computer class.
Oh,
is also
yeah.
very Aquarius, where you could just like literally fuck around and like yeah. the teacher like was not a real teacher. It was yeah. just like.
But did they look at your screens?
Sometimes.
They always watched our screens.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it would depend on.
Mm-hmm.
On
we got in trouble grade. One time.
No, that's fair.
We were watching some guy do a single ladies dance and got computer privileges taken
oh,
away.
No. That's very sad.
I know, but I also loved computer classes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good time. But yeah, I feel like Aquarians are just like not really school people in general.
Yeah.
Just like being
not aligned.
Having to like be part of an institution in that way. Mm-hmm. Like follow the rules
yeah.
and like being told what to do. But I do think also like very friendly, that person that was like
mm-hmm.
friends with every clique somehow.
Right.
Like, that wasn't really like have a group, but they just kind of like could bounce around wherever
yeah.
they were.
Yeah, no, for sure. And lastly, we have our Pisces. I'm going to go with French class here.
Love it.
French class specifically.
Mm-hmm.
It's really dreamy. It's romantic. They got to use a French name.
Yeah.
I was Charlotte.
I was Gigi.
I love it. I love it. Also just like class softy, like the one like other people would like stand up for kind of yeah. thing. Like they wouldn't do it, but like other people would be like yell at someone for them kind of thing, or like pull them out of a locker. Like I feel like I just kind of like the one you're always like, oh, oh,
yeah,
like again, you know.
I love that.
Yeah. They just want to live their French fantasy.
As they should. As they
yeah.
deserve.
Big doodle daydreamer vibes.
Is Emily in Paris? Do you think she's a Pisces? Maybe an Aries, honestly.
Yeah. She might be more of an Aries.
Mm-hmm.
She's a puncher.
Yeah, but maybe some Pisces in there.
Yeah. No,
some
for sure.
Planets.
Some delusion.
Yeah.
High delusion.
High delusion. High baby decision.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to think about this at all. And I'm going to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
So those are all of our signs in school.
Let us know if you relate to them, if you thought they were silly and fun. If you didn't, don't say anything.
We're not interested.
We don't want to know. I'm just kidding.
It's time for recess.
Woo! Yay!
This is where we take a little break from astrology and just chat about whatever we want, usually on theme.
Usually on theme. Today we're talking grade school memes. You want to kick us off?
Okay, I don't have anything prepared, but things were coming up. First thing I'd like to bring up.
Yeah.
If you ever lost a tooth in school, did you have like little treasure boxes at the nurse? Because that was a huge highlight. I would always try to lose my teeth at school.
That's funny.
So I could get a little treasure box.
I don't know
if
I ever actually did, but I do know that I know the treasure box for sure. That's funny. Oh, also, just to note, we never went to school together.
That is so important.
Yeah. We obviously have always been friends, but yeah, we were never school friends. So we do have like different school experiences.
Is that why we're obsessed with school?
Maybe.
Just like together.
As a friendship.
It's like trauma.
And we like call work school.
Yeah.
We just want to go to school
we're
together
trying to,
so
like,
bad.
Yeah, we're trying to like relive
go to the
our
same
childhood.
School.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I just went to the weirdest school.
Yeah.
Like, my school was like, not to be like, my school's weirder than your school, but like, I went to a really weird school. Like, it was like in the northern suburbs of Chicago, just like highly funded. And like, it was a K through eighth school. And we just did, like, honestly, like, it was a really good school, but, like, we did the weirdest fucking shit, and they really let the teachers, like, kind of just, like, do whatever, not whatever they wanted, but, like, kind of, like, it wasn't, like, our superintendent, like, worked at our school, so it wasn't, like, a big district, school district, and, like, when I look back on, like, some of the things we did, like, I have written down Valley Forge Day, where we were, let me close my laptop. So we were the Minutemen in the war, and we all winter had to have in our locker packed a blanket. Like, okay, so you had to like create your own backpack with like a belt and a blanket, and in there had to be a pan to eat out of and like various things. You had to have snow pants and snow boots on you at all time. And then on the biggest day of snow of the year, the teachers would come clinking, and it was a surprise. You didn't know when this was going to happen. So it was just the anticipation. The teachers would come clinking pots and pans into the lunchroom and be like, "You're up, Minutemen. Like, the militia needs to fight now." And we had to run to our lockers, put on our snow boots, pack our sacks, put them on our backs, and go out and do training in the snow. That's to be in the war. We were in fifth grade. I tell you, like, and when I tell people this, they're like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And like, to us, it was so truly exciting, like something we looked forward to from like kindergarten. Like, you saw the fifth graders out there trudging around. Like, it was an honor to be in the militia.
It sure was.
Oh my god, like, talk about propaganda. Like, what was that? That's so like, I just like stuff like that was like very normal, and then you like, I don't know, talk to other people and they're like, "No, that was not a thing." And like, obviously I was like really like just like big teacher's pet as a kid, and like my, I didn't know I had to have my pan packed in my sack. I thought we just had to have it separately, so I had to undo my sack that like my mom helped me with, of course, and put the pan in, and then it didn't stay closed. Yeah. So I dropped my pan in the snow, and then I didn't get to eat pie because I was like a failed soldier.
You died.
It was traumatizing.
Yeah, that's super
so
traumatizing.
They were like, "You have nothing to eat out of. You don't get to eat." And I'm pretty sure we ate like raw potatoes in the snow.
Raw?
maybe boiled or something. I don't know. It was very weird. They were giving us like rations. I don't know. So that was a highlight of fifth grade for me. Did you do anything like that?
No. I can't think of anything remotely similar to that. No.
Yeah. We did get to do, like, on the flip side, we did get to do, like, really creative projects. Like, we made, like, you could make stuff, like, for the Civil War instead of, like, writing paper. Like, I made a hoop skirt.
Yeah.
With, like, patches and different colored threads that, like, represented stuff. So, like, that was really cool about my school. But then, like, also we're training in the snow.
Yeah. In elementary school, like, I definitely was in the, like, advanced reading classes. So we did some cooler stuff, like more leaning towards that in those classes. Not quite, you know, training for a war vibe.
Yeah.
But, like, we definitely did some highly culturally appropriative things about learning about indigenous peoples and stuff like that. We did, like, I can't think of, like, what we would have done for it, but, like, in that class, like, we would always, like, read a book and then have, like, a more advanced experience on it.
Yeah,
we did play some like pioneer game, like that, like the game, like, lasted many weeks, I think.
Oh, that's cool.
We, like, made little covered wagons. Mm-hmm. Mine was sick. My dad was definitely a dad that, like, went hard on school projects with me, like, brought out the tools.
Yeah.
I, like, always had the best, the best projects. So we made this, like, covered wagon. I want to say it was, like, out of, like, a wooden cassette box. Like something that you could store cassettes in. And then we, like, built, like,
a little arch,
canvas awning on it, and it had wheels, and I'm pretty sure, like, the wheels would have turned. Like, it was a fully functioning covered wagon. And I can't remember, like, the details.
Did you go to California?
That was, like, the goal.
Uh-huh.
To go out there. And I think there were, like, I don't remember how it was set up, if it was, like, cards or like choose your own adventure kind of quiz, but I remember, like, everyone in the class was, like, trying to get there, and we all had, like, different, like, obstacles.
Yeah, that's fun. I love that shit.
Oh, but we also read the book about Sir Ernest Shackleton. It's the crew that went to Antarctica, so we must have done something for that. I just can't remember what it was.
That's fun. Were you bullied in school? I feel like your school district was, like, nice to each other.
Yeah, for
from
the
an
most
outsider
part,
perspective.
I probably was closer to the bully than
the bullied. Uh-huh.
In ways that I, like, remember not realizing I was bullying.
Yeah.
Like, it was lighthearted. Like, I didn't mean it, but I feel like maybe some kids got their feelings hurt by me. You know?
No, fair.
I guess, like, definitely in middle school, I remember being bullied for, like, what I was wearing.
Yeah. Yeah, I was big bullied in middle school.
Just fashion choices. The normies just didn't understand.
They couldn't understand. Yeah, people were so mean to me. Like, why? Leave me alone. But, yeah, I don't know. It was, like, big mean girl energy. Where in middle school, at least, was, like, so mean. Was terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, obviously you get over it. But, like, yeah, I just remember, like, I don't know, middle school was just, like, awful. Like, I loved, like, fifth grade.
Yeah.
I had my training, you know.
Of course.
And then middle school was all about just the, like, work. Downhill, literally.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know if it's just, like, my Aquarian-ness. Like, I always did a pretty good job of, like, everyone kind of liked me.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, in enough with, like, the popular girlies that, like, they all thought I was cool.
Right.
And, like, was also friends with, like, the nerdy kids in my, like, more advanced classes. Yeah. So, like.
Yeah. No, I was big threat.
Yes.
I was big threat. I wasn't even that cute, like, I you know what I mean.
You're very cute,
I guess. I was just, like, a really, I was smart, I dressed well. I had like three friends. Like I felt like I just was vibing and doing my own thing. But yeah, I was a controversial character back in the day.
As the best of us are.
Yeah.
Icon is what it's sounding like to me.
I think so. I'm like, my teachers liked me and that's all that matters.
Absolutely. I do recall some of the best weeks in elementary school. Mm-hmm. Our gym class had like a roller skating
unit. My god,
it was
so fun.
Yeah, they would bring all these like I don't know what to call them, like big rolling things with like shelves and like all the roller skates in there, and you'd go and like get your size, and like they opened up all the gyms to like connect to each other, and they would just like play music, and we would just
that's so fun. We never did that. That's so fun. Yeah, I love that.
Did you have to square dance in gym class?
Oh yeah, I used to refuse. I was a huge brat in gym class. Like I really like loved class, and I just wanted to be there to learn. Like I'm like I work out after school for like 4 hours a day. Yeah. Like I do not want to do gym.
Yeah.
And I would just stand there. I would be like, this is not dancing. I would be so rude.
Yeah.
I did not like gym dance. I would be like, no, I'm not doing that. It.
I was like, I have to link arms with a boy. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding?
And like Cotton Eye Joe, like I could not stand here. And I'm a classically trained ballet dancer. Yeah. I'm not dancing to Cotton Eye Joe. That was me at 11.
Yeah. I always hated changing for gym class.
Not
that I wanted to do gym in my regular clothes. That was not my, I just hated
changing.
That's
weird.
Yeah.
Honestly. I also cut my gym t-shirt to be like a like cropped and off the shoulder.
I just thought like our gym uniforms were ugly, and I was like, yeah, I don't want to be seen in this.
Mm-hmm. I cut mine and no one said anything about it because that was just like my vibe, honestly. Yeah. And then like other people did it and got in trouble. And
that's
I remember
why they were out to get you.
Yeah. No, yeah, I was a brat. But I remember like my gym teacher was like, someone was like, Danny did it. And he was like, well, that's Danny. Like, we can't say shit to her. Like, you're not Danny. So you're in trouble.
That's hilarious.
I know. Yeah. So I was not super liked. But yeah, no, changing for gym. Weird. And yeah, the basketball shorts with the big gray shirt. No. With the name written on it.
Yeah, I remember ours, like, my elementary school and middle school colors were the same, so I have a hard time, like, deciphering. Maybe we must have not changed in elementary school, though. I, like, had middle school, like, 6th, 7th, 8th grade. So in middle school, our shirts were, like, they were weirdly, like, doubled.
Oh.
Like, they were two layers of shirt, I remember. Just like, just also weird. Yeah. Like,
like why?
I'm wearing this giant thick
shirt. Literally to go run around in.
Yeah. I remember at the beginning of middle school, like being so self-conscious about not shaving my legs.
Mm.
Like it was just not something that like my mom ever brought up. And then we get to gym class. I'm like, wait, why am I the only one with hair on my legs?
Yeah.
So I started... I don't know if this was like me or like one of my friends, but we would just always wear like knee high socks.
I also would do that though. Like a rainbow knee high with the basketball short.
That was me.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was very clever. It was fashion.
No, that's
it was
funny.
It was hiding the hair on my legs.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure my mom was like, you need to shave your legs when I was like 9.
No, I had to like beg. I had to like ask my mom if I could start.
Oh, yeah.
Which, to be fair, it's stupid. I don't. Yeah. I haven't shaved my legs in years now.
Yeah. So. No, literally. Another just like highlight that I always think about was like we had this thing called art awareness, And my mom like always helped with it. That's,
yeah, of course she did.
Of course. It was like this really like good art pro. Like we just had honestly like really good art programs where I went to school. And like I really think that obviously I'm very lucky because I just think that shaped a lot of me as a person. But like we had like I think it was maybe monthly, like a parent would come in. A lot of times it was like my mom and would like talk about an artist. And then we would do like an act, like a craft or like make an art piece inspired by them.
Yeah.
And it was so fun.
No, we had something similar.
I think it was like a bigger program.
Yeah,
like
maybe it was like in Illinois.
Yeah. Thing. And I just like loved that.
What was it called?
Art Awareness.
Art Awareness. I can't remember if that's what ours was called. Yeah. But it was definitely like parents or whoever yeah. would come in and like
and
teach
like
us
you'd
about
make
art.
Like a, you know, dot Monet or
yes.
something.
Yes.
Like it was so cute.
Yeah,
but yeah,
really cute.
We did have like good art programs. We had like a like our like art classes had like a kiln in it. Like we'd make clay
yeah,
stuff.
No, us
we
too.
Had drama classes. Like I'm so like that was so nice.
No, we're very lucky.
To grow up with.
Yeah.
I know our school, like where I went is like so much more technology focused now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's so sad because we had really good arts programming. Like, obviously, technology is good for kids to know about, but I just am like,
yeah.
Like, we had a dark room and like, oh. we had like, we'd make our own cameras and stuff. Like, I don't know if they do that kind of stuff anymore.
That's so interesting.
Like, we'd develop our own film and like, so cool. Yeah. Like, in middle school, it was like an elective you could take.
That's
like,
so cool.
Yeah.
We had that in high school, but yeah. not. Not middle school, I don't think. No, we are very privileged that we went to such
I know.
Wonderful and highly like art funded schools.
Yeah.
Like
I know. And then obviously I literally went to like a private art school for high school,
yeah.
which same vibe. But it is kind of crazy, like going from like a suburban public school in like a very upper middle class suburb to then going to like my dollhouse of a private
yeah.
school in this city. Like we would have like carts and carts of laptops in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Our teachers in high school like used the projectors with the clear sheets still
yeah.
and blackboards and like no we didn't have any school computers. Like and we were obviously fine. It's an art school. Like, you wrote in your notebook. No one, like, we didn't care. But, like, it was just, like, crazy. I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, my God. Like, what a shocking difference. coming
Culture
shock. Yeah. Coming from a school with just, like, smart boards and laptops and computers everywhere and iPads. And, like, and they're like, do you have a notebook? Like,
a little house on the prairie.
Yeah, like turning in handwritten papers.
Did you have like typing classes in elementary school?
Yeah.
Did you guys use dance mat typing? Is one that really
oh,
is
I'm
at
not
the
sure.
front of my brain.
Ours was like purple. Mm. I'm seeing purple.
I think dance mat typing had like an octopus on it. I don't know.
I can't tell you what our typing program was. Did not like it.
I hated typing classes, but now I'm an amazing typer. So low-key, I'm like,
no, me too. Cool. I know. I'm super
kinda,
good at
that's kind of lit that we did that.
I think I just didn't resonate with the like numbers of it. Like, oh, you
yeah.
didn't type enough words per minute or things. Like, I just never did well with like things that kind of closed
no,
ended
fair.
Like number stuff like that. I was just like, I'm doing my best. Like,
right.
You know.
No, and we had to, like, tape pieces of paper on our keyboards.
Mm-hmm.
So you, like, could, you would have to do
oh,
tests,
yeah.
like, and not be
and
able
you
to
can't
see your fingers.
See.
And I would just always be like, well, when am I ever not going to be able to see my hands? But now I
no,
can type
I know. I can, too.
So.
Yeah.
It's.
Yeah.
Keep at it, kids.
Yeah. We also, okay. I'm like, I could literally talk forever.
Yeah.
I will try to stop. But we had a class in elementary school or middle school, I'm sorry, called Music Tech.
Oh.
And we would make GarageBand songs.
We had a unit of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
yeah. It was like, maybe it was like, maybe it was like quarterly or a trimester. Like, I just always think that was, I thought it was like hilarious that that was like a course
yes.
in middle school. Like, so funny. And like, obviously, like, I just was like a rule follower. So I did like a good job. And then
But like, I just remember like my friends would make stuff and they would be like, eh, like so cool. And the teacher would be like, that song sucks. Like he was so mean. And I'm like, that's their little song they made.
Right. They're not musicians.
I know. They're like children. We're just kids. And he was so hard on them. Like, I feel like I just would be like, if he was like, okay, you need two guitars and a synth and a whatever. Yeah. Like I would just like do whatever it. He said. But like people were obviously trying to like being be creative. And he would be like, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, we have no idea what we're doing.
No, literally.
It was just so funny.
I have a CD somewhere of like my classes. Oh my God. Other garage band thing. Uh-huh. I remember like trying to make mine so good, but yeah. Then I like couldn't get it done fast enough. Like it needed to be totally. Like 30 seconds or whatever. And I like couldn't
yeah.
make it that long because I was trying to make it so good.
Oh.
Yeah.
We had to like do... So we got like movie trailers mm-hmm. and then we had to like wipe the sound off of them. Oh. And we had to make like all the sound. We had to VO it.
Stop. That's really fun.
It was.
That's like what kids did at Berkeley.
That's just so funny. Like not that we were like good at it, but like I remember because it would be so embarrassing because you'd all be in class together and it would be like a movie and the kid would be like, no. And then you'd have to be at your computer and like everyone, like you'd watch them back and they were like, no.
Yeah.
Because no one wanted to like yell in the middle of class. So like it'd be like these big sound effects and big booming noises. And then it would like someone would come on screen and it would be you like, oh no, I lost my thing. Oh. You know, and it was just like a small voice whispered, like, because we're all so fucking. Those. No, I know. Now that I'm saying that, I'm like, I like could not tell you like where those are ever. They are in a trash can in the internet dumpster, but like, I would fucking die to see it.
Yes. No, that's hilarious. Well, this was a blast.
I'm
glad we should do just little reminiscing.
No, we should. I could talk forever.
Well, hope y'all at home enjoyed us reminiscing as well.
Yeah. And I hope you maybe had some similar silly experiences. If you were in a child militia, yeah. Please let me know. I would love to know if anyone else did that.
Someone had to have.
Like, someone got it from somewhere. Mm-hmm. Some other school is, you know, out there fighting in the American Revolution. So please let us know. Please text us or DM us if you were also involved in propaganda.
It's time
to pass a note.
This is the segment where we like to connect with everyone listening and we have y'all write in, we give advice, we answer questions, etc. Whatever you guys want to hear from us, you can go to our links in bios or the show notes to find our submission form. You can put in a question, request a topic that you want us to cover, share a funny story,
whatever you want. Should I read this week's submission?
Absolutely.
Hey, I'm finishing high school this year and I'm not really sure what to study. I have dyslexia, so I don't love reading. So the options I'm thinking about are visual arts, graphic design, architecture, or something more stable like programming. My counselor at school recommended to go to a university that specializes in environment and biology. So I'm quite confused. Hope you guys have some insight. Anyways, thanks for this amazing podcast. It always makes me smile.
Well, you make us smile. I think, first of all, I'd like to address the counselor at school.
For sure.
I think that they do, like, want the best for you. I think people in, like, I'm just, like, assuming you're in, like, a public high school. But either way, like, people that work for institutions, like, have such a clear path of, like, what is an acceptable life mm-hmm. and like a secure way to like secure your future.
Yeah. No, definitely.
They're going to recommend you to a degree that has a clear job path.
Yeah.
You get the degree, you get a job for the degree, you have money now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say fuck the counselor, to be honest, with the most respect. Obviously, people in schools, you know, they're great, whatever. I also, Aquarius stellium, I don't fuck with school that much. So, you know, to each their own.
There just are like so many different pathways out there.
Yes, there are endless opportunities, and like people have their opinions. People have your best interest in mind, but that doesn't mean you have to listen or they know what's best for you. Personally, I didn't apply to a single school because I knew that wasn't what I wanted to do. The guidance counselor, I never went back to see them because they were like, they just thought I was crazy. And yeah. I was just like, no, like, I know myself. I know what I want. I know what I don't want. You know, like, so just... yeah, take everything they say with a grain of salt. They're obviously always going to push school. They're going to push mm-hmm. institution. They work in an institution. But I would say, like, you have a Sagittarius sun, a Sagittarius moon, and an Aries rising. So you're a quite fiery, creative individual, mm-hmm. if I would say so myself.
Blaze your own path.
Yeah. Yeah, and you absolutely have, like, the energy, the literal fire to do it. I would say your, like, the visual arts, graphic design, architecture, those things that it sounds like you do have interest in are super viable careers and, like, absolutely things that you should pursue. I think, like, you have with, since you're in Aries rising, your, like, ninth house is where you have that Sag, and you have a ton of Sagittarius placements. So I feel like anything just, like, I feel like I said this earlier, or maybe I said this with the Sag vertex, like, no answers. Like, you mm-hmm. are going to want to find things where there's not a right or wrong, like, big picture, open-ended, and obviously that just, like, tends to correlate more with, like, creative paths, mm-hmm. I feel like. But I think you would just succeed much more in an environment that is, like, open to interpretation, open to opinion, as opposed to, like, going into, like, biology, for example, where it's just, like, it's either this or not. Yeah. Like, there's not a lot of, like, interpretation happening. Mm-hmm.
And I think just also people, like, older than us, like, have such a, like, narrow-minded views of just, like, how to get a job.
Yeah.
Like, you can make a TikTok account for literally anything. People's full-time jobs is, like, making slime on YouTube. You know yeah. what I mean?
No, exactly.
Like, you can make whatever, like, future that you envision happen for yourself.
Yeah.
We have an astrology podcast. Like, mm-hmm. what, like, person over the age of, like, 35, like,
yeah,
even knows, like, what a podcast is, you know what I mean?
No, totally. Like, and I think about it, like, a lot too, like, similar but different. Like, like, personally, like, I wanted to be a ballet dancer my whole life. Like, that's just all I thought I wanted to do. And then, like, to be fair, like, when I wanted those things, like, social media didn't even exist. Mm-hmm. So, like, maybe if there was a world where, like, social media, podcasts, like, those kind of, like, channels weren't an option for me, like, I would have done ballet my whole life. But, like, by the time I got to a working age, there was a whole, like, new category of ways to, like, have a job, make money. Like, you could be an influencer. You could be a social media manager. You could run a fucking TikTok. TikTok wasn't even a thing when we were in yeah. high school. Like, there's no way if I went into, like, college for marketing, I would have even learned about TikTok, which is what we do for work every day. Yeah. Like, so there are just, like, so many things too, where it's like, not only, like, things that, like, exist currently that people just don't appreciate and don't see as, like, viable things, there's still going to be things that, like, if you're 18, like, by the time you're 22, there's going to be way mm-hmm. a million more ways to, like, make money and have careers than, like, even exist to you right now.
Yeah. But even right now, like, you can yeah. have an Etsy, you can have a Depop. Like,
right.
You could sell stuff on a website and just, like, make mm-hmm. TikToks and Reels and whatnot. And people are going to find it and love it. Like, any like, job, anything that you want to do, like, you can figure out how to, like, make money from it.
Yeah. And just, like, as long as you can, like, center yourself and trust yourself that, like, you know yourself, you know that you can...
either you know how to do these things, you know you can like learn and take on all those skills. Like you really just like all you need is like, as we said to Squirrel Bosses at the beginning of the episode, a little bit of delusion and some hard work. But you do also have like your MC is in the 10th house in Capricorn. Like I feel like you're like you will do well.
Yeah.
Like you've got that like perfectly aligned placement for like career. Like you're probably going to do fine. Mm-hmm. So if you need some like astrology that is on your side in your career, you've got it.
And my last piece of advice that I'll leave you with is something that I was told a few times, like in going into theater. If you don't have a plan B, you have nothing to fall back on, which exactly, then you will not fall back. Mm-hmm. Then you will find a way to succeed at whatever you're trying to do.
Yeah. Because
lots of people are like, you know, when you're going into college, like some people like tell theater people to like just get a BA so you can like get a full like education and like do theater and then you can like, you know, maybe get a job in something else. No, go like,
yeah, go in.
That's what you're gonna do. Put everything you have into it is like the way you're gonna succeed, not being like, oh well let me just also work on this so in case the whole theater thing like doesn't work out, I can do this. No, if you are thinking like that, the theater thing is not gonna work out.
Yeah. Put your energy where it matters.
Mm-hmm. Do what makes you happy.
Everything will fall into place.
We believe in you.
Yeah, we believe in you. The universe believes in you and is always on your side. Slay, congrats. You are so young and have so much ahead of you. And I would like to remind us all that we are actually so young and you are literally so young and 18 and you do not have to know what you're going to do for the rest of your life. You can change your mind. You can do something till you're 25 and then completely change your whole life plan or whatever. And you're still 25. And that is in 7 years from where you are now. Like you have so much time. You don't have to like know anything.
Thanks for making it all the way through our episode. We've loved having you.
We loved having you at school.
Come back again soon. We release full-length episodes on Wednesdays, quickie episodes on Fridays. Like we said, follow us on socials, submit using our submission form, send us texts. We want to hear from you. We want to be friends. So
we love you.
Love you.
Bye, sluts.
Bye.